I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. This spring, I've seen fall cankerworms and eastern tent caterpillars, but little else. I mean, I guess I'm just not looking in the right places.
Well, I've had a chance to be out and about a little bit this summer with my insects and humans class at Randolph-Macon College, and these are a bunch of non-biology majors who are really working outside of their comfort zone, and I'm very proud of them. We've been doing an insect survey of Dejarnet Park right in the middle of Ashland and finding some very cool insects, many of which are caterpillars. We found several species of woolly bear caterpillars. We found a venomous caterpillar, Hemiluca maya, which is the caterpillar of the buck moth, and they have an impressive array of venomous spines. Fortunately, no one scraped up against it. They're very slow moving. They don't do anything, but if you brush up against one, I'm sure you'll regret it.
Or if you see them fly out of a buck's nose, you'll be very happy.
Yeah, those myths die hard. And we also found a viceroy caterpillar that looks like a big lumpy bird dropping. And they're amazing. I'll be sure that we get some pictures up on the archive page so you can see what these look like. But viceroy is a mimic of the monarch butterfly. Both of them are examples of Mullerian mimicry, where they both sport bright, contrasting aposematic colors, warning potential predators that they both taste bad. So there should be a nice bumper crop of moths and butterflies coming up later in the summer and hopefully in early fall for my entomology class at Randolph-Macon College.
How do you go about just tracking down these caterpillars? Just know where to look?
Well, actually, I didn't see them. Having my students out there, so we had seven pairs of eyes that are much younger than mine, and they're out looking for specimens for their collections, and they pointed all of these caterpillars out to me. I didn't find any of them on my own.
Did they collect them?
Not the caterpillars, no. We're just focusing on adult insects, but these things are pretty conspicuous, so they made a point of asking me about them and if I recognized them, and some I recognized right away and others I didn't, but I have a wonderful caterpillar book that I can get most of my information from pretty quickly. One night recently, we set up several light traps to attract night-flying insects, and a luna moth came in, and that was a real crowd pleaser. Everybody was very impressed with that. And I have to admit, I've been seeing luna moths for years. I still get kind of excited. The kid in me bubbles up to the surface pretty quickly when I see one of those. And it's fun to watch them get excited. Again, these are not biology majors. In fact, they chose their particular fields because they don't want to be outside where it's hot and buggy. And yet, here they all are. And it was very gratifying to me to see them having a great time and enjoying each other's company and having an experience in nature that they might not have otherwise had. If you'd like to see some photographs of these insects and other arthropods from Dejarnet Park, check out the Facebook page, The Insects of Dejarnet Park, and you can see the results of the last 2 years of the insect survey that we've completed through the classes at Randolph-Macon College.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.